I think this quantitativeness is the engineer's contribution.
They
are want quantitative, but their level is different from us. They are quantitative in the sense of final thing they wish to know. The middle step, how to fill the middle step, is that's lacking. I often feel the major difference between engineering paper and the huge number of papers in biology is the biologists make a hypothesis, then they do an experiment leading to conclusions. The distance between hypothesis and the conclusion are so short. Looks like you demand an experiment to answer the whole question. Now that way, engineers know that cannot be done. Most questions cannot be done that way. You needed to lay out the whole scheme and fill out each steps by a quantitative manner. Then you can put things together. In other words, my often feeling distance between hypothesis and the conclusion to engineering trained people is quite long. And could be very long, could be even impossible, some step in between. But that's where you lay your effort into try to crack together. The most difficult part for engineers to learn biology division problem is the same thing. And by the biological approach, there's a tremendous amount of knowledge there. And the people, biologists integrated in their head, somehow some people are fantastically intuitive and can put things together, make a story out. They don't have the tool like engineers would. I would to solve the problem part by part, each part by itself, quantitatively. Then that quantitative relationship, what you are using is that relationship, not the final number from A to B.
Yeah.